John Trump incited the erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a lovely day outside. It's like 75 and sunny here.
Yes.
It's very nice.
Thank you, Jesus, for this one kindness you spared Florida.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission.
Squirt.
Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out. And we're still on fucking X.
Nine!
I don't know for how long, but we're still on.
Right. It's really weird to look for memes and shit there, just to look at the news.
It's all,
I mean.
So right wing.
It's so crazy. What the fuck is wrong with Elon Musk? Is he just a total fuckhead?
Shit. Yeah. He's a fascist
fucknut.
You got
the fascism is whatever, but the personality is just, you know what I mean? The personality on that guy.
Oh, right.
I mean, maybe you can't separate the fascism from his demeanor, but damn.
He did I think he played Diablo 4 recently and did a live stream. He's just awful.
A video game?
Yeah.
He played a video game for everybody to watch him play?
I think so.
Who gives a fuck, Elon? Who fucking cares if you play a I guess people like that shit. Did you watch it? Was he good?
Elon Musk streams Diablo 4 to test video streaming capabilities on X. I wonder how that went.
Is he good at video games?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch.
Jeez.
Okay, here you go.
He's probably one of these guys. He's just like, shit, man. I'm glad I didn't take the contract to build that shitty fucking sub. That collapsed. He's got to be happy that's not his project, right? Because Elon Musk surely must. Does he have a submarine design? Does he do that too? Or does he just do rockets? Rockets and cars that don't require drivers.
Well, and those things that dig big holes.
What is that?
The Boring Company?
The Boring Company.
Sorry, I had to go get. Sneezing materials. I'm choosing to believe this is allergies.
Nobody explained to me, though. One second. No one explained to me why Elon turned off the internet that one time in Ukraine. Why did he do that during that war?
He didn't turn it off. He just didn't.
No, he did. He could have had it on. Excuse me.
He didn't turn it off. He just didn't turn it on in that
section. Wow, that is quite a difference.
Well, it's the same bit of
thing.
A difference.
I mean,
same
God.
Thing, but they made it sound like it was already covering that area
right. And
that he shut it off. But it's not true. They wanted him to extend the area so that it would cover their attack Crimea. And he said, oh, no, I don't think so.
Well, let me ask you this. How does it, I mean, what side is Elon on then?
His own?
Well, I mean, is he against the people of Ukraine? Why not turn the internet on?
Oh, of course he's against the people
of
Ukraine.
Isn't that the least you could do, you fuck? Turn the internet on.
I'm sure he's a Putin stan. And
come on.
Of course.
Everybody,
authoritarian, man.
These tech bro loads in that. Who's the other tech bro that's gross right now? Ron Aswamy. That fuck. He's a tech bro.
Kind of.
Well, he's a farmer bro.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think
excuse
so.
Me.
I may be coughing and sneezing and stuff like that. I'm wondering if I'm getting sick, but I'm choosing to believe it's allergies.
Right. Jesus, how could you let somebody on the Crab Diving Podcast get sick? You fuck.
Let us see what is going on. God, now I'm hot. I'm hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold.
Jesus.
Let's see what's going on over at the HuffPo.
Yay.
Commie Pinko Liberal. HuffPo. A major failure. What went wrong with the picture of Bibi?
Damn.
Of course, we're talking about the horrific shit that's going on in the Mideast.
Right.
For Palestinians in Gaza, Israel's eyes are never far away, it says. Surveillance drones buzz constantly from the skies. The highly secured border is awash with security cameras and soldiers on guard. Intelligence agencies work sources and cyber capabilities to draw out a bevy of information, but Israel's eyes appears to have been closed.
Okay.
In the lead up to the unprecedented onslaught by militant Hamas group, yeah.
I have a question. All these people, so these people were literally coming towards Israel, right? All these fighters.
Well, yeah, that they're probably talking about that that music festival, yeah.
Right, but how did they not see them coming?
Which, by the way, maybe having a music festival right on the border of Gaza.
Not a great idea.
Might not have been optimal.
But why didn't they just see these people coming?
Well, there's your question.
They got all that
there's
shit.
There's all kinds of conspiracy theories out there. One is that the Israelis, you know, look the other way.
To let it happen.
Let it happen and give them an excuse to bomb the shit out of it and to try to get the world's opinion on their side. We have no corroboration of that. That's just one of the many conspiracy theories going on out there. Another one is that our beloved ex-president.
Yes. Oh, come on. Not him again.
Gave Putin.
Yes.
Intel about the Israeli defenses.
Oh, shit.
And that Putin gave it to Hamas. I keep saying Hamas. Hamas.
Hamas.
And, that allowed them to skirt the...
That sucks.
The security, I don't know, you know, that's another conspiracy theory.
There's no way Donald Trump could do that. I can't even believe. What the fuck could he possibly tell them? Could you imagine him sitting down with somebody and say, listen, I found out where the secret entrance is. It's down here at this border wall. Here are the coordinates. I mean, do you know what I mean? How would he, I mean, maybe he had people giving him information or something.
The militant Hamas group broke down Israeli border barriers and sent hundreds of militants into Israel to carry out a brazen attack that has killed hundreds, pushed the region toward conflict. Have you seen Hey, HuffPo.
Yeah, really?
Have you seen the news? No offense, HuffPo, but
right.
There's a lot of buildings coming down in Gaza right now.
Jeez, man.
Israeli intelligence agencies have gained an aura of invincibility over the decades because of a string of achievements. But this weekend's assault, which caught Israel off guard on a major Jewish holiday, plunges that reputation into doubt and raises questions about the country's readiness in the face of a weaker but determined foe.
I mean, this seems unlikely, right? But then you think about 9/11, and that happened, right?
Yes.
How did that happen? How we have the CIA, they're up everybody's assholes, but still 9/11 happened. How was that possible?
Well, it's a little different, too, than a physical assault of hundreds right. of troops that one would think one would spot.
Right.
A couple of guys with box cutters, you know, taking over a plane.
I mean, those guys bombed the Yemen. In Yemen, not the Yemen. In the country of Yemen, a destroyer, remember? These guys floated right up
next
to the thing and bombed the side of it, I mean.
Yaakov Amidror, a former national security advisor to Netanyahu,
yes,
said this is a major failure. The operation actually proves that the intelligence abilities in Gaza were no good.
Right. Well,
right.
But let's think of this as a movie, right? If this was a movie, how would you justify Hamas getting around the fucking Israelis? They'd have to have some kind of crazy intelligence and some, I don't know, system of tunnels they could go through, some shit like that. they must have had a way to evade the border.
Don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is what went wrong. I'm sure Drudge Report is still, more on Israel. Hamas begin executing hostages, it says. Jeez. 900 plus killed, 2,600 plus wounded. USA sends warships. These are all the headlines. Two, three, four, five, six headlines at the Drudge.
Where is
USA sends warships and jets.
Do we have a location on Richard Engel?
Hamas rockets breached dome.
Yeah.
World divided, it says. Jesus.
Is Richard Engel over there? I bet you he is.
I would think he's probably. Yeah, he's probably there.
Jeez.
We've also got. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. It's horrific. These Hamas motherfuckers are monsters, right? Raping, killing kids, taking hostages.
It's fucking insane. I mean,
yeah, it's just a horror scene.
I watched a stream of the BBC last night in some coverage, and it's a nightmare. And I'll say this to the BBC, like, your coverage was great and everything, but I don't know about some of the guys you have down there. Like, they got some old reporters on the ground down there, man. What the fuck? There's one guy, I was like, that guy's got to be close to 70 years old. Is there anybody else who can stand out there and talk about how fucked up the war is?
I saw one correspondent. She was bunkered down and rockets were hitting right nearby. And she was like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Shit.
She was saying bad words.
Right.
I get it.
It's terrifying.
Not justified this kind of shit. These terrorist attacks. Again, not excusing the horrors that Israel is putting the people of Palestine through, the Palestinians, with the gulag that is the Gaza Strip and with the West Bank and shit. But
I thought Mossad and all these guys, I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, you know, anything could happen. I mean, I love the idea that fucking Donald Trump was able to relay some usable bit of knowledge that didn't involve, like, Ivanka's pussy, Adderall, or Diet Coke to someone.
Well, I mean, that's not
what the fuck.
It's, you know, speculation.
There's
no evidence.
Maybe he smuggled a zip file in his butthole.
We know he gave that day that he gave Lavrov and whatever that motherfucker, the Kislyak.
Oh, yes, yes.
When he had that meeting with them and. No other Americans in the Oval Office, just their own photographer, the Russians' photographer,
who was
probably an FSB agent that was planting little mics everywhere.
I mean, I don't mean to make us sound like Fox News, but if what people are saying, some people are saying is true, that Trump allegedly passed information to the Russians that was used in this attack. What would that mean? Would Trump have to go to The Hague?
I would hope so. I mean, here especially, he would probably certainly be thrown in jail. That's definitely treason.
It's crazy that that's even that's a possibility to the point that someone said that in an article. That's fucked up.
Mehdi Hassan says, Gaza, in the words of an ex-Israeli intel chief, is an open-air prison. Hell on earth, says the Secretary General of the UN. 2.5 million people, 50% children, 50% poverty, 90% without access to clean drinking water.
Jeez.
And now the Israelis are saying that they're going to their defense minister. Where is that? Oh, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant.
Yes.
Or Gallant says, I've ordered a complete siege on the Gaza Strip. There will be no electricity, no food, no fuel. Everything is closed. We are fighting human animals and we will act accordingly. Jesus. The problem is not everybody there is a human animal.
Right, right.
Are these terrorists? And they're like, well, they voted Hamas in and they say they support them.
But what about
if you do polls? which is not all that accurate. And Hamas is the one that like getting them food. This is this is how these terrorist organizations get people.
Yeah,
this is how Al Qaeda got people. It's how the fucking Taliban got people. They sneak in and they start giving people food and protection and helping them the shit that the shitty government is not doing.
But is this because that wall is there?
What?
Well, I mean, they live in that condition because they're in that wall. Right? I mean, that's a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a prison like trapped held there by the Israelis. You have to wait multiple hours sometimes to go through a line to get out.
Yeah.
And get back in. I mean, if you can't work, how do you go to a job? If you've got a, you don't know how long a line is going to be and shit like that. It's just terrific. And now, not excusing. This
right,
is,
and I've never understood.
These terrorist attacks cannot be condemned anymore.
Yeah. And why did they have that music festival all the way out there? That seems crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never fucking been to Israel. I have no idea. I don't know.
So that's what's going on there. Of course, the Republicans trying to figure out some way to blame Biden.
Jeez.
Obama, Hillary.
Well, you know. I know. I just thought of this. I guess he's probably selling more like End Times chicken buckets.
Oh, I'm sure the preachers are like, yeah.
God, they have to be like, all the end times are coming.
Those are the headlines, everyone. Yay. The horrific shit that's going on.
Jeez, man.
With Israel. It says Western nations. Pop-up blog. Please allow ads on our site.
Right.
A world split by Middle East massacre. Western nations show support for Israel while others desecrate its flag and applaud onslaught in solidarity with Hamas. There's people here in the States. There have been some people have been celebrating. There's people in Britain. I saw a video of a lot of Palestinian flags out waving and people dancing and they're all for that.
Can I ask a question? Why didn't the CIA know?
Well, if Israelis don't know, the CIA is probably not going to know.
Well, they're over there, right? Looking around at shit. You got to figure there's got to be spies all over the fucking place. How did these guys just walk in there?
And everyone is having the typical reaction that you would expect. All the slime balls are having the typical reaction. I love the fact that they're trying to blame Biden for giving $6 billion, giving taxpayer money to the Iranians.
Yes.
Which is not true.
It's their money, correct?
It's their money. It's still frozen, technically. And they can only use it for humanitarian purposes, for food and stuff like that. And it is monitored. The money that they take out of that fund is monitored. So when these assholes say, oh, it's we just backed up a truck and dumped $6 billion taxpayer dollars. It's just a lie. It's outright fabrication. And they're trying to blame Biden.
And that's projection because that's what you guys do. That, by the way, if Trump was around when we were giving the Iranians this money, he'd be like, let me take a little off the top.
The Arab world is supporting Palestine.
Yeah.
Not surprisingly. Western countries, including the U.S., Germany, and the U.K. have shown signs of solidarity with Israel, while much of the Arab world stands behind Palestine.
Yes.
Jeez. Rishi Sunak, the PM of the UK, all these initials, the OK PM of the UK.
He's
not OK. I think he's a Tory. Has vowed to stand with Israel unequivocally against Hamas during a phone call with Bibi Netanyahu.
Right.
Who, he's a piece of shit. So.
Right.
Bibi.
Is he going to show any restraint?
No.
That's not really his thing.
Yeah, restraint ain't their thing. They keep these people in an open-air gulag. when they're going to restrain.
Right.
Now they do, I guess some of these buildings they bomb, they do let them know.
What?
They're bombing the Israelis.
Right. Jeez.
Some of the buildings, they do give them like a half hour or 15 minutes notice or something like that. So they can clear civilians out, which is good.
Jesus.
We just got to see what's going on. World War III. Because Putin is definitely involved. Because Putin is broham with Iran and Hamas.
It seems to me that it's time to get the force together, something. To go get all these strong men and just go get them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like Lioness. I'm watching that show on Paramount or something. Send one of those forces in. That exists.
Send in Zoe Saldana.
Absolutely. They did great on that last one. Spoiler alert.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I mean, a lot of shit happened along the way, but boy, we could use that team on this one. Go get Putin or something. God, these fuckheads.
If anything pops up here live, we'll let you know.
Yay.
We'll move on to some other stories.
Right.
I have to sneeze.
It must be tough to be, depending on the type of newscaster you are, it's like all of a sudden this war starts, and now you got to bullshit about the war during what would have been your normal... Your normal show. What if you don't know anything about the Middle East?
George Takei says the Israeli government is cutting off food, water, and fuel to 2 million people inside Gaza. Collective punishment is not only contrary to international law, it is inhumane and illogical. How will this de-escalate the violence rather than radicalize many more? Is madness.
Yes.
Concur.
George, George Takei, I have a question. Are you offended that you weren't a part of the Star Trek the Musical episode on?
He probably was.
God, that's a shame. They should have had you
on it.
Yeah, they should have put you on it.
Star Trek: Strange New Worlds.
God, that's so good.
Had a musical episode. It's insane. Which is awesome.
See that? Listen, not to go off on a tangent, but that's a problem. People like Elon Musk only imagine space in a very basic kind of way, like how it shows up on a periodic table or something. You know what I mean? Like what they don't think about, like what happened in that episode. They hit a wave of energy that made them sing to communicate rather than talk. Just saying, shit like that definitely happens in space. And I think we're underestimating how, like, predictable space travel is going to be. It's going to get nuts up there. You have to understand that.
Right.
We're just like, whatever. Elon Musk is like, no hypersleep, no nothing.
Well, I mean, depending on how far we need to
we are not
figure
ready
out some FTL
to go
kind of drive.
To fucking Mars. We're not ready.
We are ready. Why
bullshit.
Not? We go to the moon.
Fuck that.
Why not go to Mars?
Oh my God. We're not ready.
Elsewhere, other news. We have
You know what the problem is when you get on Mars, according to a lot of movies, which must be based in some sort of fact, is that when you get to Mars, it's like you get there and you had this horrible long journey, right? And now you're at Mars, and it's even worse than it was in space.
Well, it's not worse in space. There's
what?
Gravity.
There's gravity. You can't go outside. Dude, you can't breathe
anything.
There's
a rudimentary atmosphere.
Well, that movie with Matt Damon. Let me tell you
something. There's water under there, maybe.
Get to shit, and you're going to be growing your own potatoes in your turds.
Trump?
Yes. I'm done.
Trump is pissed over the fact that Forbes dropped him from the 400 Forbes top 400 list.
How do you even notice that with all the shit you have going on, right?
Trump is lashing out at Forbes after the magazine dropped him from its list of the 400 richest people in America.
God, Donald.
He fell off the Forbes 400 after his estimated net worth dropped by more than $600 million from last year. Thanks primarily to the failure of the Truth Social platform.
Damn! No,
it's the biggest thing ever. Everybody's on it.
I thought this would be based on what happened with the fraud case or something.
Well, he hasn't had to pay that yet. Still, you know,
I just thought his net worth might be adjusted by the outcome. That's what it was. But this is about Truth Social. Oh, shit.
On his failing Truth Social, he posted, China owned. China Investment Corp, the country's sovereign wealth fund, and very badly failing Forbes magazine, in quotes,
yeah,
which lost most of its relevance long ago and which knows less about me than Stormy Daniels.
Okay.
Who doesn't know me at all.
What? Why are you bringing Stormy into
this? What is this going on? Or Rosie O'Donnell took me off their fake Forbes 400 list just by a whisker, even though they know that I should be high up on that now very dated and discredited antique. You know what happened? If they moved him up, he would be blowing loads.
Oh, yes.
And crowing about it. Oh, the Forbes.
He would love
people
it.
People are geniuses. They saw that I should be moved up. But now that he got moved down, it's an antique. It's worthless.
Why is he bringing Stormy into it?
They're working with the racist and highly incompetent job-killing Attorney General of New York, Letitia Peekaboo James.
Jeez, okay.
Who has allowed murder and violent crime in the state to hit epidemic levels. China-owned Forbes is a participant in the election interference scam. And after what I've done to China, with hundreds of billions of dollars being paid to the USA, who can blame them? For years. Meanwhile, he's talking about the sanctions and shit that he put on, and the tariffs, which fucked us. Everyone knows it. Everyone says it. To use words like him, everybody knows it.
Is he?
That they fucked America. We pay tariffs on China, not the other way around, you morons.
I think he's being racist, too. He's doing that thing again. Why does he call her? What is
Peekaboo?
What is that? What does that even fucking mean? Is that some weird fucking old school whacked out racist jargon?
I don't know what it means. Peekaboo James?
His dad used to say or something. God, Trump.
Oh, it sounds like something my dad used to say.
What weird fucking expression.
It ended with Abu.
That guy.
It started with J-I-G.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of my dad's. Hey, I didn't say the N-word.
Americans, they love being racist, man. That is something. Well, I guess everybody's good at that.
For years, Forbes has attacked me with really dumb writers assigned to hit me hard, and I'm now up 60 points on the Republicans and beating Crooked Joe by a lot. So much for Forbes.
So much for Forbes. But wait, why was magazine in air quotes? I didn't understand that one.
Probably because it's mostly online now. There's probably a hard copy Forbes still, but
yeah,
overwhelmingly it's online.
Okay. That one makes sense, Donald. Okay.
But I can't guarantee that's what he's talking about. It is him.
We will allow it.
So, I mean, who the fuck knows?
Right.
That's what Trump is doing there.
This is pretty much what he did when he was president, though. He just sat around tweeting.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
What a fuckhead.
Let's see. He truthed a new poll.
Yes.
I don't know what this is, though. It says new national poll. Trump 46, Biden 42, Biden 43, DeSantis 39, if it's DeSantis.
Is there a way someone could take Trump in and just the people close to him, make it seem like he was elected president, right? He stays on one floor of this facility, but it looks just like the Oval Office, and he thinks he's president, right? But he's not. He's being held there. You know what I mean?
Put goggles on him. Put VR goggles.
It couldn't be hard to fool this guy, could it?
Same poll, GOP presidential primary.
Yes.
Trump 67, DeSantis 10.
Damn!
Oh, tied with Ramaswamy at 10.
Jeez.
Nikki Haley and Pence at 4 each.
Hasn't Ron raised like a lot of money? Hasn't he raised a lot of money?
He did raise a lot of money.
God,
but
Ron!
I think it slowed a lot after people started like seeing him.
I think it's time to fire your people. You know what I mean? Don't you think? He needs a new staff.
He did.
Okay. Well, do it again. That was a
while
back.
Well, now he's trying to rehabilitate. He's going on Morning Joe, I saw.
Jesus.
Good luck with that one.
Shame on them for putting you on, you fascist. I don't think Ron DeSantis needs a platform.
Remember when Don first came on?
Oh, they loved him.
Oh, Donald. Remember, right. That was Mika.
Yeah.
When he would say something horrific. Oh, Donald.
I mean, now they hate him.
But, another poll, 2024 National Republican primary, Trump 62, DeSantis 11, Ramaswamy 10, Pence 5, Haley 5.
Dang, Mike, oh my God, that sucks.
Scott 1, Christie 1.
You know, it's like, the thing is, like, they threatened to hang you that day, and if there was any of those people in that crowd that loved or supported you, anybody in that White House that gave a shit about you, no one spoke up for you. No one. Shit,
well,
man.
They're turning on him now.
Right.
They're flipping.
I mean, does that bother him at all? Does he?
Trump?
No. Mike Pence.
Oh, Pence, you're talking about.
All those years in office.
They're talking about Trump.
So, no, I'm so sorry. Mike Pence. No one came forward to protect him and said, no, we're not going to hang this guy. He's been our guy for years. We love this guy. He just did this one thing we don't like. We're not going to hang him. Where was that voice?
Also in the news.
Sad.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday, usual bat time.
That must make Mike Pence really sad. You know?
Oh, who cares? Good. Good. Fuck him.
Sad and stupid.
We've got some other shit going on.
Yes.
What is this? Biden brother?
Right.
What? Joe Biden's younger brother, Frank.
Yes. Uh-oh. Jeez.
Admits.
Oh, fuck.
That a naked selfie.
God!
On Guys with iPhones gay dating site is genuine.
Well, so what?
He did not post it. He said he said it is him, but he must have been hacked.
Jeez.
A naked selfie of Joe Biden's brother Frank has been discovered on a gay porn site. The photo was uploaded to guyswithiphones.com in 2018 when Frank, who has a long-term female partner, Mindy Ward, was 64.
Yes.
Even after more than 5 years, it's still live on the site.
Nobody noticed. Is that true until now or something?
When approached by the Daily Mail, Frank conceded he was the man in the photo, but said he didn't post it. I absolutely have no comment. I could care less. I haven't even looked at it. He said, they must have hacked my phone. Anything that is a revealing picture of some kind is between Mindy and me. I really don't want to start my day off this way. Definitely didn't post it anywhere. It's not a dating site. It's like a...
This is a
site. It's a picture site. Yeah.
Right, right.
So they probably somehow... They got his... Oh, my God. Frank. They pixelated his Schwanson. They pixelated his... In the bathroom with the toilet with the... With the fucking seat up. Oh, my God. There's piss in the toilet. Frank.
Jesus fucking Christ.
God damn, Frank.
Who the fuck?
Who are you sending this to, by the way? Even if it's for Mindy, you think she wants to see your piss in the toilet?
You know, honestly, I don't know what I was expecting. I wasn't necessarily expecting that. That's crazy.
He said, what lengths will these cretins go to? Why do they care about a 70-year-old man?
Well, I'll tell you this. I think Biden is definitely the boring one.
Joe?
Well, I mean, look at his brother. He's like, flush the toilet, dumb fuck. That is gross.
That's so gross.
That is gross. Jeez, man.
That was an exclusive to the Daily Mail. So kudos to the hard-hitting journalism over there.
It looks like Frank parties, man. Honestly, that guy parties.
Well, and now, you know, the fever swamp is going to be all over it. They're going to be like, oh, you know, he's secretly gay. He's on Grindr fucking boys.
Oh, man.
I wonder what Frank probably says in the story somewhere, but I don't know what he did.
He's probably shit-faced, took the picture, sent it to somebody. Didn't even notice there was piss in the toilet. God. How the fuck? You know what's, you know, honestly, God, Biden must have got all the fucking smarts in that relationship. How the fuck did someone navigate their life to the point, however you feel about the president, whatever, this guy, President Biden, navigated his way to be president. And that must have been a long journey. At times he had to be very careful. You know what I mean? This guy. But meanwhile, his dumb fucking brother is taking a naked selfie and not even bothering to flush the toilet. I mean, you know, it's just striking. There's such a striking difference, isn't there? It just says a lot to me, that's all.
Kevin McCarthy, not as busy as he had been in the past.
Sadatar.
Is not ruling out returning to the post if the House Republican Conference cannot decide on a replacement. So
why the fuck would you do that?
We're going to see, as far as we know, Jim Jordan versus Steve Scalise God.
I saw a headline about Jim Jordan that just gave me a fit of laughter before the show. Said something about Jim Jordan likes his chances. He said that on Fox or something. I was like, how can anyone?
Well, they don't like Scalise because he's shit at raising money. And and Jim Jimbag is good at raising money.
Is he?
Well, yeah, the lunatics.
My God.
And that's what McCarthy was good at.
I guess that would be the thing.
See, it shows you don't have to be a decent person that's good at governing, that has great values and everything. No, to get ahead in the Republicans, you need to be able to raise money.
God, there's nobody better than Jim Jordan.
And probably the Democrats, too, because Democrats have complained that the freshmen, you show up your first day to Congress and you're told basically, half to 75% of your day is going to be on the phone raising money that you're not legislating.
I mean, you know, if you're trying to raise money and shit, I mean, I bet AOC does a ton of fundraising.
Yeah.
All of these guys.
And it's bullshit. That's why we need to get money out of politics.
Right. I bet a lot of people donate. They're like, I want to have coffee with AOC. They're like, it's going to be $5 million.
Say to the top, when you get to the top candidates, you have X amount of money to spend. Everybody gets the same amount.
Yes, yes.
And that's what you get to spend on advertising or whatever you want.
Actually, I don't think AOC does what I just said. I think she fundraise in kind of an ethical way. Isn't that her thing?
I would hope, yeah.
So I don't know what I'm talking about.
Meanwhile, Elon's X is doing a really good job of battling the mis and disinformation.
Oh, thank you, Elon.
I'm lying. It's the total opposite.
Yes.
X, formerly Twitter, is amplifying disinformation.
Name!
Amid the Israel-Hamas conflict. And
thank
Elon,
you.
Elon got on and said something like, well, first, did you see what he did? He said, so many news organizations and everything that you can't trust. Here's two good sources here on X that you can follow for live news of what's going on in Israel. And literally one of them, people found out, the guy that runs it, when he replies to people, is like, "Oh, you stupid Jew. Oh, why don't you go vote for a Jew?" And stuff like that. He's an anti-Semite. And Elon tweeted that to all of his dick riders.
I think it's time to face the facts. This Elon is a fascist. I'm sorry.
Right.
I know that's a huge news flash to some of you.
Right, right, right.
Why the Nazi quotes? What is he trying to tell you? It's not even subtle.
Yeah, here's another headline. Elon Musk's ex is adding to the fog of war.
Yeah. In his free time, this guy's putting the Neuralink in a bunch of fucking sheep. Their goddamn brains are frying.
False information about the rapidly changing war between Gaza Strip militants and Israel proliferated on X over the weekend. Owner Elon Musk personally recommended users follow accounts notorious for promoting lies.
Oh, thank you. Perfect.
Musk posted for following the war in real time, at War Monitors and at Sent Defender are good.
Okay.
The post was viewed 11 million times in 3 hours, drawing thanks from those two accounts before Musk deleted it after people found out the kind of shit that these people were posting.
I mean, God damn it. Why does it always lead back? All roads lead to Nazi. With Elon Musk. Is that true? It seems like it.
Both of those accounts that Musk recommended were among the most important early spreaders of a false claim in May that there had been an explosion near the White House, causing the Dow Jones Industrial Average to briefly drop 85 points before it was debunked.
So it's not really news. It's just people trying to manipulate the stock market sometimes or...
A researcher at the Atlantic Council Digital Forensics Research Lab posted that at Sent Defender, one of these accounts, is a, quote, absolutely poisonous account, regularly posting wrong and unverifiable things, inserting random editorialization and trying to juice its paid subscriber count.
Well, whatever. Elon said it's a good source of news, so thank you.
The War Monitor account has argued with others over Israel and religion, posting a year ago, quote, the overwhelming majority of people in the media and banks are Zionists.
Oh, right. What do they mean by that?
They in June, they responded to a correspondent by saying, go worship a Jew, lil bro.
Listen, this all sounds very, very suspect. And let's admit it.
I'm surprised you deleted it.
Anti-Semitic bull. Yeah, I am too.
I'm amazed that Elon
deleted
it.
You obviously feel this way, Elon. I mean, at what point do you just show up to work goose-stepping?
Mike Caulfield, research scientist at the Center for an Informed Public, said anecdotal evidence that X is failing this stress test is plentiful. Go on the platform. Do a search for Israel or Gaza. You don't have to scroll far or find dubious or debunked information.
Right. Sounds fun.
That's very pleasant. Musk left up his replies to the two accounts he had promoted, each of which have more than 600,000 followers, boosting their visibility.
Jeez.
He also continued to fault, quote, mainstream media, telling users, trust X instead. Well, trust me and my anti-Semitic friends that are posting.
Right. Gosh. Listen, Nazi, we'd love to trust you, but, you know, we can't. Jeez. It's fucking crazy.
X and other real-time sources of information are especially subject to rumors, false claims, and propaganda during major events. Researchers have said that X has gotten much less reliable since Musk took control.
That's a funny thing to have to say. Much less reliable. How do you... I'm trying to spin that in a way that's not so negative, but...
A recent study published by the European Commission concluded that Russian propaganda about its war in Ukraine has reached more people on X this year than it did last. Russian disinformation and propaganda is reaching more this year than last. Good job, Elon. Well, that's, I mean, that's what he wants.
Well, and also, let's just make sure we all understand that that's a negative thing, right? That is negative.
Disinformation and propaganda, yes.
Right, a good, thing. Good. Well, that sucks. Good job, everybody. I mean, you got to attribute some of that to Twitter, right? Or all of it.
People who have paid for blue checks have a financial incentive to LARP as war reporters by dredging up old stories or fake footage, and Elon Musk enables it.
I mean, he's trying to kill it. That's it.
Last week, he said he would change the way articles are shared by removing the headlines and promoting only pictures, which experts say will decrease traffic to news sites. So he doesn't want them to go to news sites.
They see, I look at a link, I'm like, oh, where's that from? That's the first thing I think when somebody posts a link. If I just see a photo and a link, who's clicking on that?
He's threatened to sue the Anti-Defamation League over its reports showing a rise in anti-Semitic posts on X since he bought it.
Well, I mean, that's hilarious, but not coincidental based on the last show, right? Because we learned about how he got the plan to fuck up Twitter.
Mission accomplished over at X.
Wasn't that part of the plan to take on the Anti-Defamation League?
Well, according to that one article, it suggests that he might have been influenced by another article that was all about taking Twitter and killing it because it's a left-wing hellscape of truth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. They hate being fact-checked.
Wait a second. You know, sometimes with people like Elon, why couldn't he have been influenced by something that doesn't suck? Why is it all shitty Nazi influences?
He grew up in South Africa, and his father's a piece of shit. His father is a lunatic.
Yeah.
Didn't his father impregnate his stepdaughter or something weird like that? And his father is one of these who's like, I have to spread my seed because the population is dropping and we need to repopulate the earth. Not black people, of course.
Right.
We European types need to keep fucking.
Right, right.
According to Papa Musk.
Well, Papa Musk, you raised a bizarre fucking little Nazi. You really did.
Yay. I mean, that's probably what Pop was going for.
Right.
So Twitter is amplifying bullshit.
Thanks, Elon.
What a shocker.
Yay.
Just like the shit about Biden and the $6 billion. It's just such a lie.
I mean, that's fucking stupid. But that's, I don't know why is that hard to explain to people? It's their money that was being withheld. Meaning it's the Iranians' money originally.
Yes.
And now they're getting it back.
Limited access.
Yes. Why didn't we take a little off the top? I mean, for all this trouble.
Well, according to the Republicans, it should be ours.
Yeah, give us a little off the top. Just a taste. Come on. You know what I mean?
Sorry.
No, bless you. It's just, you know, the thing is, there's no... That's what sucks about some of these people. There's no talking to them. Well, let me say all of these people. There's no talking to them.
No, it's a cult.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. Trump is posting. Did you see these? I wonder if these are photoshopped. I don't know that they're not photoshopped. Of DeSantis's feet.
Jesus fucking Christ. I don't.
And have you seen like what his shoes do when he's sitting? The way the toes like curl upward suggests that he is wearing like 4 to 6 inch lifts inside the shoe. So his toes aren't going all the way.
Wait, can I get some? Does he look? I mean, does it look weird or is it? Does it conceal the lift well?
No, it looks weird.
Oh, okay.
It looks like the Wicked Witch feet rolling up under the house.
You know, I'm laughing at that, but I would like to walk around to know what it would feel like to be 6'2".
That would be so cool, man. Oh, my God.
I mean, he's literally on his tippy toes, allegedly.
But it looks dangerous, doesn't it? Doesn't it look like he could topple over?
So DeSantis, I mean, Trump, by the way, shared this. It says, tell me he's not wearing hitting heels. And then there's even a picture with a drawing of the way they think his foot is really inside.
Yeah.
The fake shoe.
What are they? DeSantis now just needs to put a schematic out of that diaper.
What is this?
To bring down the.
Oh, God, way too loud.
Dan. Wait, did Ron comment about
the energy cost for New Hampshire families? I will immediately rescind every Green New Deal catastrophe of the Biden administration. And we will drill, baby, drill. We'll get them way down. We'll get them way down.
That's the former president.
We're going to get him.
Drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, he did say some bad shit stuff.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find that.
It's like, aren't we to a point where even the Republicans still want to drill?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, sure. Guys. Come on.
Absolutely.
We got to get away from these fossil fuels because Mars isn't ready. There's no other fucking place we're going to be able to go. Do you know what I mean?
I got elected. I say, wow, somebody's really doing well over there. Indict him. Indict him. Indict the senator right over there, that beautiful female. She says, no, please. Indict her.
So he just points to it like a state senator in Iowa, and he says, indict her. There's a beautiful female there.
Jesus. This guy is a monster.
He's a creep.
You know, you just think about that Cassidy Hutchinson book with the accounts of her being backstage, Giuliani and that Eastman guy. It's just like a maze of monsters.
Under a Trump administration, gasoline-powered engines will be allowed, but child sexual mutilation will be banned, if that's okay. If that's okay.
By the way, he means trans.
Yes.
Therapy.
If that's okay.
What an asshole.
Right?
USA. Sad that these people, God, how can you be so stupid? Nobody's coming for your engines, you dumb shits. No one's coming for your engines.
What else did he say?
I mean, he.
Now, who could imagine a war, right? With people pouring into our country and we have no idea from where they come. The same people, in many cases, the same people that just attacked Israel. You know that, right? Can you imagine?
Yeah, this is what they're trying. Even I think I saw Kevin McCarthy even said something like this, that, you know, these people, you know, we're next, you know, with the open border that Biden has, that these Hamas terrorists are just going to leap over and start killing all of us now.
He's saying when Hamas is, they have some time off from dealing with Israel, that they moonlight at the border.
Yeah.
It's the same people.
You know, it's the same people.
Who talks to him? I mean, they're keeping Rudy away from him right now, right?
Stephen Miller.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, Mr. President.
Yes. Stephen, put his penis back in your mouth, please.
What this guy has done to us, what he's done to us, that would have never happened. The attack on Israel would never, ever have happened. The attack on Ukraine would never have happened.
Yeah, he's claiming none of that would have happened if he was president. Sure.
He just says shit. He's just riffing.
Just all lies.
The Mexican pizza would never have happened. It never would have been taken away.
I saw one more thing that he said, and I'm trying to find
it. He is just off his rocker, man.
He's in tonight. He's in, let's see, Wolfboro, New Hampshire.
Wherever the fuck that is. He's way up in New Hampshire. Jesus, guys. There is not one person in the Republican Party that can challenge him. There's nobody down there and hovering around in the tens that can do anything. It's amazing. Is he running away with it in New Hampshire, Trump?
On the, oh, yeah, yeah. The Republican God. Side. Sure. Sure.
Fucking. I mean, it's sad. It really is. I mean, holy shit. It doesn't sound like anybody's doing anything. I mean, worth a shit for a strategy. They're not even trying, right?
Well, I guess they are, but there's not much they can do. I saw somebody asked Nikki Haley what she thought of the of Trump saying that Milley should be executed.
Yes. Well, Nikki Haley must have been like, oh, that's horrific. You couldn't do that's crazy. What the fuck? That's the only thing you can possibly say.
Nope. She just
You're a coward.
Waddled away from it. Yeah.
I mean, you're a coward then.
And there was a headline, I think, today about an expert on authoritarianism says that's really, really scary if they can't even call that out.
That's an easy
as
one.
Wrong.
It's wrong for someone in a democracy, for any ocracy, to call for someone's execution. That's an easy one to know that's wrong, right? That's wrong.
Meet the Press. Appearing on Meet the Press, Republican presidential candidate, former UN ambassador Nikki Haley, said that Trump's recent claim that General Milley should be executed was irresponsible.
Okay.
That's irresponsible.
Oh, well, that's good, though, right? That means he's saying it's negative.
But that it's not disqualifying.
Wait, it is, though. It is.
60 Minutes said, do you think it's disqualifying? She's like, it's irresponsible, but it's not disqualifying.
What does this guy have to do to get disqualified by you, Nikki?
I don't think there's anything they can do.
It must be something.
He'd have to, marry a black chick or something, a black Jew.
What about gay
lesbian.
Sex? What if it came out that he had some gay sex with somebody?
Well, maybe. I don't know. You saw some of these maggots they interview. They're like, "What is there anything he could do that would make you change your mind?" No.
I mean, it's like, nothing. And they're like, I'm sorry. Chris Christie sucks.
Authoritarianism expert Ruth Ben-Ghiat, G-H-I-A-T,
yes,
pointed to Haley's comments as concerning as the GOP continues to make a further turn toward fascism. Quote, apparently the idea of executing Milley is now the party line. We are living through real-time preparation for an authoritarian crackdown. We are in a phase of getting the public used to the idea of violence.
Right, you're moving the fucking Overton window, you fucks.
Having authoritative voices like Haley endorse violence is key.
It's insane. It's crazy. God, Republicans, think about it for a second.
Ambassador Haley, I want to turn to former President Trump's comments recently suggesting that outgoing Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley should be executed for treason. Do you believe those comments in and of themselves mark a threat to the United States national security? Are they disqualifying?
Well, I just think it's irresponsible. I mean, you don't need to say things like that. I think that any man or woman that has served our country deserves the highest respect. My husband is a combat veteran. He is deployed right now. They sacrifice a lot. Their families sacrifice a lot. And we should honor them every chance that we get.
I just think it's irresponsible.
Holy shit. That's easy one.
Yeah.
That's a fucking easy one. What if it was your husband?
I doubt. Sorry, hubby.
You guys have
Nikki's got some Republican whoring to do.
Chance. Yeah. You have no chance. I would have thought the Milley thing would have been the one some of them would have used to go after. But then you think about how everybody kind of reacted about when he went after John McCain.
Right. Yeah.
He was the nominee. I mean,
and now Kelly's out finally showing a spine and corroborating all right. the other shit he said.
And they all would have came forward earlier, but they were writing books, okay?
RFK Jr., piece of shit, moron, has... did you see his Curb Your Enthusiasm moment?
No, I didn't. I just saw that he was running.
He walked out, the big announcement that he's running as an independent. He won't be running as a Democrat. He literally walked out on stage, waved to the big crowd, and then started patting his pockets. He didn't have his speech. So he's like, I need my speech. I need my speech. And he waddles. He wanders off stage. It's like,
somebody put that to music, right? I'm sure they did.
And she spoke at his
Cheryl
event. Yeah.
Cheryl.
Cheryl's all in, I think.
How the fuck did you let that guy go out without his speech? I think you hate him secretly. You're an actor. Where's your lines? You're the actor. That it's your partner. Asking, make sure you have your lines.
But now some of the Republicans are not happy.
Why?
Because I think some of them are realizing that he might take votes from Trump more so than from Biden.
I don't understand. I okay. Because he's anti-vax?
Yeah, and a lot of these libertarian bros that voted for Trump because he makes their dicks hard with all of his bullshit.
They're going to go for RFK.
Are like, well, Trump's problematic, but RFK is great. He says a lot of good things.
God, I hate our culture.
His pivot to an independent run today for president met immediate resistance from Republican leaders who have concluded that his new effort threatens to cannibalize their vote share next year and will help to elect Biden.
Well, who do they want an apology from? I guess RFK. Fuck you guys. Go fuck yourselves. You know why RFK is running as an independent? Because none of you can do anything about Donald Trump. None of you. That's why he's doing that, right?
Yeah.
None of you can do anything about Donald Trump. That's why all of this is happening right now.
Like they blame the Ross Perot was trending today.
Right.
Because of it. Because the Republicans are now saying that he's going to Ross Perot because Ross Perot, they think, took votes away from George H.W. Bush.
Right, right.
Giving the election to Bill Clinton.
Yes. Who sits around and thinks of that?
What?
Ross Perot. That fucking theory.
Well, I mean, they were pretty mad about it. And like we were mad about
face? Yeah. I thought
the seatbelts guy.
I don't want to talk about that.
Ugh. Ralph Nader.
Oh my God.
Who had he not run in 2000, we may never have had George W. Bush, and we wouldn't have gone into Iraq.
Yeah.
And who knows what the Middle East would be like right now.
You know what I liked? I liked when Al Gore was running for president and he went to the churches and did the gospel thing where he did all the preaching and stuff like that. Because that's when he really let loose. He was pretty fucking stiff as a candidate. But when we would speak at churches, he would get very animated. You ever see, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Did you see this, speaking of speaker stuff, there's this one congressperson, Nancy Mace of South Carolina,
yes.
Republican, was on CBS, I believe it was.
Right.
And she said she's proud to be endorsing the super honest and super great and super wonderful Jim Jordan for speaker.
It's so funny, man. God, imagine you're on that wrestling team listening to people talk about Jim Jordan like that. Holy fuck.
So this is her when she was asked, do the past allegations of Jim Jordan that he turned a blind eye to sexual abuse give you reservations?
Yes. Well,
I know you've been outspoken about defending victims of sexual assault through the past allegations against Jim Jordan that he turned a blind eye to sexual abuse. Give you any reservations?
I'm not familiar or aware with that. He's not indicted on anything that I'm aware
of. I'm not familiar or aware of that. I mean, I never heard that. He's not indicted. So she knows enough that he's not indicted.
Right, right.
But I never heard of that. What are you talking about? I don't know.
Well, honestly, dude, what do you want her to know? Every fucking Republican scandal?
What's the only thing people know about Jim Jordan? The only thing they know about him.
The only thing is Jim Bag. That's the only thing people know about him. And for some reason, he has the best shot at being speaker.
He's not indicted on anything that I'm aware of. And so I don't know anything and can't speak to that. But I will say that I have
State
been,
University
as you said, Margaret, I don't know anything. And I don't know anything about that.
I mean,
I concur that you don't know anything. You are a Republican.
Right, right. I love how people have to speak about the Republicans. Like, I don't think he's indicted for anything. I mean, I'm not fucking sure. You never fucking know. But, you know, so I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't really know about that.
There's just
that.
So much, though, dude. How is she supposed to keep up with every fucking scandal? Like, I'm sorry. If you're not indicted, I'm not going to give a shit until
Matt Gaetz,
indicted.
I don't know anything about that. What are you talking about?
Well, he hasn't been indicted.
I don't know anything.
Man, I don't know. Good interview, though.
Also in the news, look at time flying here. We'll be back on Wednesday.
Yay.
Y'all. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit. We get a wee commish.
Yes.
Paul Gosar is trending. You know why?
No.
Because four of Bobby Kennedy's siblings have already come out and denounced him as Gosar's siblings all came out and denounced him when he ran.
God damn.
So, yeah, Kennedy's...
The families are telling us, do not... Never mind. Who needs to say any of that? I was just going to say, then you shouldn't vote for them if their families are coming out against them. Right? That's a red flag.
Carrie Kennedy, sister. Bobby might share the same name as our father, but he does not share the same values, vision, or judgment.
Today's
announcement is deeply saddening for us. We denounce his candidacy and believe it to be perilous for our country.
Do you think your is
says oh signed by all four: Rory Kennedy, Carrie Kennedy, the Honorable Joseph P. Kennedy II,
yes,
and Kathleen Kennedy Townsend.
Do they believe that John is going to resurrect with QAnon or something?
Yeah, they're just waiting
Wasn't
for
that,
him.
That too.
RFK's family.
Jeez. Listen.
He's like, what a fucking asshole.
That's his family, y'all. That's his fucking family. Jeez. It's got to be weird to be. Is Cheryl Hines still doing Curb or?
Yeah. As far as I know.
Jeez.
I wonder if Larry David will have something to say.
How can he not?
He's not real.
How can he not, though? Your husband is anti-Semitic and is running for president as an independent. It's like an episode of your own show, man. I mean, it really is. That would be an episode. Your friend's husband is running for president.
But it's just not going to go well for him. The polls show that he doesn't make spit of a difference to Biden because everybody that's voting for Biden knows what's going on. And they know that this is a fundamental threat to our country if Trump makes it anywhere near the White House again. RFK is a stooge at best, being used by the Republicans and Putin and everything. That's at best. That's giving him the benefit of the doubt. But he may be more truly sinister.
You know, it's funny because, I mean, I don't know. Their families are telling you not to vote for these people. God. It must be a bizarro universe if you had to, if someone came back in time and explained to Robert Kennedy that, I guess, RFK would be his nephew. Would have been his nephew?
If what?
JFK, RFK would have been his nephew.
Yeah.
If you went back in time and explained to JFK, guess what your nephew's going to do in the future?
Oh, God knows what was going on back then, though.
He probably wouldn't have time. He's too busy fucking Marilyn
Monroe. Getting ahead from Maryland.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. I'm fucking...
Stephen Chung, spokesman for former President Trump's campaign, said voters should not be deceived by anyone who pretends to have conservative values. An RFK candidacy is nothing more than a vanity project for a liberal Kennedy to cash in on his family's name.
Absolutely. And I'll just add that it's fucking insane. It really is fucking bananas. This guy's nuts. RFK, man. Shut the fuck up, Republicans. Well, he's an independent, I guess.
Asshole.
Yeah.
And I wonder what you need to do as an independent to get on the ballots. Like you probably have to get a shit ton of signatures in every state. That doesn't automatically put you on the ballot in every state. Just announce you're an independent. Okay, I'm running for president, Ryan, right, as an independent. So all of a sudden my name is up there with Biden and Trump and shit? No, it's not how it works. I don't know exactly the criteria that he's going to need to try to get on the ballot in every state.
Does Cheryl Hines show up to makeup call in like a RFK 2024 campaign shirt or hat?
Probably.
Anything like that?
She seems to be all in.
Dude, that is insane.
Ghosts are trending because of the similarity.
God, it must be crazy. Like, think about if you're Cheryl Hines for a second. For a while, you're married to RFK, but you get to go to all the fun events because he's maybe keeping his lunacy at bay. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're friends with
And you can tolerate, everybody. I guess you can tolerate the vax shit, because that's mainly the worst shit that he was coming out with.
You get to hang out with Arnold and too. Aren't they related somehow to the Kennedys? Distantly.
I don't think anymore. Wasn't that Maria Shriver's family?
Right. Well, anyway, I mean, it's just like, I think that before RFK went full anti-vax and whatever, he probably had friends that were more fun to hang around with. And now, I don't know.
Yeah, she's not,
as fun.
Arnold and Maria no longer married.
Your friends are different, Cheryl. Now you're hanging out with Greg Locke on the weekends. Congratulations on that. Good job.
Oh, who's Arnold? Who's Arnold dating now? I wonder.
Is he together with that housekeeper he had the kid with?
Are you kidding? He wasn't together with her when he fathered the child.
Yeah. So I told you that I was at a comedy show and somebody talked about... he said something about seeing Arnold's dick in a public bathroom and... And then he talked about him being governor of California. And I was like, you know, he was governor of California. Everybody forgot that he had that secret child with his housekeeper.
Oh, he's dating Heather Milligan.
Right.
Physical therapist.
Yes. I shouldn't have laughed. I don't know why. I have a cramp.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, only a 28-year age gap between the two.
Yay.
So congrats to Arnold and
Arnold
finding true love again.
Yes.
And again and again.
How has he been again, married a bunch or
again? I don't know. Also in the news, why is FAFO trending?
What?
FAFO?
Right.
Fuck around, find out.
Oh, okay.
It looks like there's a bunch of things. I don't know. One is a MAGA thing.
Yeah.
Ryan Nichols finally pleading guilty to obstruction and assault. He was arrested.
Okay. Who is that?
It's another Jan 6th.
Oh, okay.
Maggot.
Jeez.
So I don't know. There's a bunch, some Israel stuff. I guess they're saying, you know, Hamas is fucking around and finding out.
Yeah. What do they do? Just like hack into the surveillance cameras, jam the drone signals, and then snuck in?
I guess we'll find out. I don't know.
Maybe they have...
or we won't find out.
Maybe they have track... Maybe they have... what do they have in Star Trek? Transporter beams.
Thanks for listening, you all.
Yes.
This is another one. the election fraud is, I guess, real, Ryan.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes everything, doesn't it?
Because now we have a Trump super fan.
Yay!
Who was busted for forging his dead father's name on a 2020 election mail-in ballot.
And I guess, I mean, a super fan is a Republican then, right? Sure. Why is this never a Democrat?
He has been charged with fraud and forgery for allegedly... signing his father's name to the ballot.
Yay!
Which was postmarked days after the older man's death. Due to COVID-19, by the way.
Fuck, man. I feel like I'm doing a game of maggot bingo.
As detailed in a criminal complaint filed in Sumter County, Florida.
Hell yeah, that's us. We did that.
They could see that the signatures were the same person.
Well, the good news is that you're buried. See, it's actually good news because we uncovered it.
He's a previously convicted felon.
Oh, okay.
Who was sentenced to 12 years in prison for financial fraud, ordered to pay $22 million in restitution.
Right. Wow, that's a lot.
An amount he recently challenged via a bizarre pro se motion in which he, pro se means he's representing himself.
I took French.
But not everyone did, and I don't know.
I don't know.
I think that's Latin, actually.
Yeah,
but
I know what that meant. But.
He now is saying that he is asking in these motions that he wants to identify as Hunter Biden in all future court proceedings.
Okay, perfect, no problem. Jeez,
he moved into his father's home after his May 2020 release from federal lockup. In December 2013, he was sentenced to 12 years in prison. Okay, so he got out of jail. Plus, should he be voting at all? He's
right,
a felon.
He's a felon. Why does he want to go by Hunter Biden? Because he's Looney Tunes?
A judge granted his early release after the felon filed a compassionate release motion citing heart ailments and the rampant COVID-19 in the prison system at the time.
Yes.
Additionally, he noted his elderly father had been left alone following the death of his mother.
Right.
The judge thought his recidivism risk was low, so he freed him.
Right.
And he began serving a 5-year probation term.
Jeez. What a shithead.
His release, he doesn't credit.
Yes.
The judge who freed him.
Okay.
For these reasons. He says Trump
of
got
course.
Him out. Thank you, President Trump.
Did someone tell you Trump did that or something? Trump didn't do that.
His bio says, freedom fighter, Trump won. upon arriving in Florida, he served on the board of the Villagers.
Oh, yes. God, that's
the Trump.
That's that retirement community there in South Florida that's a maggot enclave.
The leading Trump MAGA group in the Villages, the sprawling retirement community.
Nine!
He worked, he reported working as a GOP field organizer in Florida and Georgia. he also got a job in 2021 as a legislative representative for an unnamed organization that helps people have a voice on Capitol Hill, whatever yes. that means.
Boy, if you're a GOP organizer in the villages, you must be busy as shit.
He's also under a probation violation.
Yes.
Because prosecutors say that he has not been adhering to the court-ordered restitution schedule. He's supposed to make payments of restitution. And, of course, because he's a MAGA Republican, none of that applies to him. Your laws, your punishments don't apply to me.
Well, Jesus told him he could wait on those payments. Jesus and Trump told him he could defer those.
He has chafed at the repayment plan, sought to have his conspiracy and wire fraud conviction set aside. He blames representatives of, quote, the United States Corporation.
The Illuminati!
In a June 2023 motion, which he filed pro se, he declared that the Department of Injustice has made a mockery of the rule of law and the federal bench has, quote, refused to recognize fraud on the court.
Who does that sound like, by the way?
He said, since anyone can identify as anything they like, he asked the judge to, quote, identify and treat the defendant in the above captioned case as, quote, Hunter Biden from this point forward. His filing also asked the court to dismiss the entire case.
Yes, no problem.
He also wants, quote, an apology to the defendants and their families and order the prosecutors to do the same and all resign.
Okay. Oh, and all quit their jobs.
Yeah.
And apologize. Well, geez, I don't know.
In a one-sentence order,
right,
the judge denied his motion.
Go fuck yourself.
And the judge said it was frivolous.
Frivolous. This guy, you're not, hey, judge, why not let him be called Hunter Biden?
Since anybody can identify as anything, judge, I want to be Hunter Biden.
What kind of lunatic who's in trouble for all this shit decides he needs to take this moment to take a swipe at trans people?
And of course he's into Trump, financial fraud.
Right. This guy is crazy.
Multiple voter fraud.
Why does Hunter Biden get a shout out here?
Because he thinks Hunter's getting away with
everything.
So if Hunter is getting away with everything, he wants to identify as Hunter and have everything washed away for him, too.
Do you think it's crazy? It just, to me, it seems. I mean, how is Hunter Biden supposed to walk around like a normal person in America and not worry?
I don't think he can. I think
but
he has to have.
People are fucking crazy.
Yeah, I think he has to have.
It is nuts.
Security. I'll bet.
God, I'm still thinking about Frank Biden taking a piss and showing, turn right around. Here's my dick. Just sending it out. What a monster.
What is this?
But the church is supposed to direct government, not the opposite way. The church is supposed to influence government. And we need to be so involved in what is going on in our government. I mean, the Bible says that the government rests on his shoulders, on God's shoulders, you know. So but
Lauren Boebert taking a moment from hand jobs in a theater.
that's some intense religious shit. Is she vaping?
God is supposed to, it's supposed to be church, not church directing the government, not the government directing the church.
Because you're so wholesome and holy.
Yeah. Wow. What musical was she doing all that?
Beetlejuice?
Oh, that's right. Boebert!
God, some of the moron maggotry are even sharing videos of all these missiles raining down from the sky and everything. And one of them is from a video game.
Oh, my God.
So they're sharing videos from past fights. There's one where it was literally
a video game.
It was a Middle Eastern city that was celebrating winning some soccer match.
Right.
So there were fireworks going all over the city, and they're showing like a high up view from a skyscraper of all these flashes going off in the city, and they're like, look at all the bombs going off.
Well, fuck, man. What do you want people to do? Be smart?
Yeah, literally a video game.
It's literally a video game, you stupid shits. Who shared the video game?
Some maggots. They were like, look at the hellfire raining down. And it's like, well, yeah, that was from Arma 3.
I don't even know that game. Arma 3?
Mm-hmm.
I challenge you guys to be so perceptive that you can tell the difference between Arma fucking 3 and life. Can you, or can you care to even tell the difference? Is it a video game? Stupid.
Online misinformation.
Misinformation? You can't tell what's a video game and not a video game.
Here's a video purporting to be rockets fired by Hamas. Damn it.
Hamas.
Which is actually from the Syrian war and was shared in 2020. There's another video.
Right. Can't you search by video?
That they're saying, look at the evil people of Chicago marching for pro-Palestine.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it was a march in May of 2021.
Okay. Well, they're just getting the timeline mixed up. That's all.
There's another video viewed over 700,000 times showing Hamas militants parachuting into Israel, which was actually filmed in Cairo, Egypt.
Yay!
God. Another one from Egypt, viewed 900,000 times. Same deal. People parachuting.
Well, I mean, if it's conveying the same message,
One says, breaking! Hamas militants started a new air assault on parts of Israel. Hashtag Israel. Hashtag Israel under attack. Hashtag Hamas terrorists. Right. Hashtag Hamas attack. Blah, blah, and a bunch of other ones.
Yeah.
And that one is, this video certainly doesn't show a new air assault on Israel by Hamas militants because it's actually from the video game Arma 3.
Can I see the other picture? Yeah.
Here's the tweet, breaking Hamas militants. And here's the screen cap from Arma 3.
Wow.
It's the exact same.
Can I say something? Maybe this is inappropriate. But the designers of Arma 3, stand up and take a bow, guys. I mean, you did some good shit there. They thought that was real. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the thing.
Another one from Arma 3. This guy says, Israel's about to rain down hellfire on Gaza. And it's a bunch of planes flying in formation.
Oh, no.
Also from Arma 3.
Oh, wow. Let's see.
Fake. Posted on TikTok last night and racked up a 1.7 million views. Oh, has now been shared by Paul Golding. Our friends across the pond may know him.
Hello.
As the leader of Britain First.
Oh, nine.
Not America First.
Nine.
They've got Britain First. Oh, they've got their own fascist Nazis there.
These Nazis think video games.
The video game.
Are real.
Yeah.
I mean, they look real. It's like, but the thing is, it's like you almost want them to be real. That's the problem.
Another one shows a military convoy.
And it's Ms.
That
Pac-Man.
Was posted in 2019 in Syria.
It's actually Centipede.
The video has been widely shared with claims. Another video widely shared with claims it shows footage of either Hamas or Israel faking or staging the killing of a child. By either side, both claims are fake. It's a bunch of Middle Eastern looking gentlemen standing around a kid who's an actor laying on the ground, and they're positioning him.
Yes.
And there's a big crane above his head.
Oh, they're filming
with
something.
A film with a camera attached to it. And this is like, here's how they're staging staging the killing of a child. Both sides.
Yes.
Have been spreading that disinformation. It's behind the scene footage of a 2022 short film.
Holy shit, motherfuckers. Check your shit. And who is not checking their shit?
And where are these community notes that are supposed to pop up that Mr. Elon Musk says will be, the community will be fact-checking itself? Bullshit.
All you have to do is check your shit, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
what ways?
Oops.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it looks real. The video game images look real, though.
Yes.
What ways did he make your life specifically better while he was president?
Trump made this country great again. I truly believe Trump made this country great again. And at the foundations that this country stood for, Trump made this country great again.
But I'm asking for specific, right? What about what Trump?
Meanwhile, he's got a hat on that says, Jesus is my savior, Trump is my president.
I'm asking for specific, right? What about what Trump did made the country great again?
I mean, Trump wrote me a nice check. What can I say?
During the pandemic?
During the pandemic.
I
wrote you a bigger one.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I would say during the plandemic.
Right.
Tell me about that. Explain plandemic.
Well, I mean, we all know COVID. You know, this whole thing was orchestrated. Chinese trying to veto Trump out of office. I'm looking at you. And, you know, we're not stupid.
No, contraire.
You know, we're not stupid. We're not stupid.
Holy fuck.
As he says the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to veto Trump out of office. I'm looking at you. And, you know, we're not stupid.
So be that as it may, and I'm not a scientist. I don't know that part. But you know, Biden wrote a bigger check than Trump to support you during the pandemic. His administration did. What is it about Trump's check that was sweeter?
He had his personal autograph on there. I tell you what.
Oh my God.
I tell you what. That did it for me.
But it was less money.
And remember, he didn't have a signature on there. He wanted to, remember?
Right. And
the Treasury Department was like, we can't do that. So he sent a letter with it that said, by the way, this is from me.
This is where you go back to they're in a cult, because it doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter how they feel about it. It's just always Trump's the best. It doesn't matter. He didn't sign it, though, and it was less money, but his was better because he signed it. How the fuck does Hillary Clinton think that guy gets deprogrammed? How does he get deprogrammed?
I don't. Can you? I don't know.
I wish she would explain that, because we need to know how to do that.
Because you know that nothing you tell that guy is going to get through. You can fact check him as much as you want, and then he'll say, "Well, where'd you get that information from? I mean, where'd you get that limestream media?"
It is concerning. I mean, what about stupid? Well, okay, but let's address the issue. What if China vetoes Joe Biden? That's what he's scared about.
Oh, God. Did you see Trump dancing after he left the stage?
No.
Trump gleefully dances off New Hampshire stage after addressing Israel attack.
Oh, my God. Of course. God, is there video?
Yeah, yeah, but there's no audio. So
God.
It's pointless.
Schindler.
I'll retweet it.
Hey.
Look at it.
Who? I guess I want to blame somebody for that. Nobody told him to not dance? This should have been all hands on deck if you know him, because this is talking about something that is sad, and that is about a travesty, and he has a way of really going crazy with these statements. You know what I mean?
The lights get much more powerful, but you look like crap on television. I was going to tell my people. I'm telling my people now. I'm talking. This isn't for you. This is for these lights are so powerful. They probably cost a lot of money because we're doing so well. Everyone's sending in lots of but these lights are no good.
Everyone's sending in lots of campaign funding, yes, is what he was saying. Yes. We're milking you morons.
He almost
for
said
everything.
It. Dude, you almost said your whole thing. I don't think it would have mattered.
They don't care. They know.
These lights are no good. Number one, you can hardly see the audience. Number two, when you go home to watch it with our great first lady, how did I look? She said, you didn't look good. Too much light. These lights are terrible.
You look like shit.
That doesn't seem real. you know, if Trump wanted to get in touch with Melania, could he?
What?
If Trump wanted to get in touch with Melania, could he?
I don't know.
It's because you know my wife. I have a wonderful wife, the great first lady, who's very popular. She says to me, darling, I don't like...
Lie.
That my lie. Eyeballs are...
First of all, her talking to him is a lie.
Popped out of my sock.
Second of all, darling, lie.
Darling.
I don't like when you do the weightlifting thing or even the swimming thing because it doesn't look presidential. I said, let me tell you, it's much easier to look presidential than it is to do the shtick that I have to do at these places. And this is why we have... But, and she doesn't like when I dance a little bit going off, you know? Okay, let's...
There you go.
So, what the shit is he talking about?
She doesn't like when he dances. She doesn't like when he does the weightlifting thing where he's making fun of the trans athletes.
Oh, okay, okay, yes. Is he? I mean, maybe this happened. He got some critiques.
She probably is like, "You look like idiot. You look like shit. You fat fuck. Where my check? Where is my latest check? You fat fuck. You look like shit."
She's renegotiating. She's constantly renegotiating.
What is this? This is an alleged Trump tried to cheat with Melania on a young, highly attractive female aide.
Okay. Is that a new story? Or do we know that?
Back when a jury found Trump liable for sexual assault, two of his former aides came forward and alleged he also committed sexual misconduct in the White House.
Oh, shit.
Trump aides, former White House communications director Alyssa Farah Griffin and former White House press secretary Stephanie Grisham were interviewed by CNN after the verdict. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes. Blah,
blah. The jury found Trump liable for sexually assaulting Carol in the mid-90s. Blah, 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 blah. The jury awarded her $5 million. Trump's lewd and misogynistic behavior towards women has been well documented.
Right.
According to Griffin in her CNN interview, there were countless cases of impropriety by Trump while he was in office.
Countless, meaning more than three.
Quote, "I thought the way he engaged with women was dangerous," she said. "There were things that I would consider improper and that I had a duty to report to her superiors," she says. "We wanted to chalk it up to locker room talk in 2016, referring to the grabbing by the pussy stuff.
Right.
But she says it was not locker room talk.
Right, right. He's grabbing. Shit. Well, he's a monster.
Grisham said Trump would always comment on women's looks. He would even talk to me sometimes about various plastic surgeries. You know,
that's
you
what
can,
he wants to
you know, you
about.
Can get that nose taken care of.
So he would say, "Have you ever thought of this?"
You know, Steph, have you thought of? I don't know.
God,
tits?
What a fucking dullard!
Bring those tits up a little.
You never had any. It's like you're in the White House.
I have two words for you: anal bleaching.
It's just what a missed opportunity. You're sitting in the White House. You know what I mean? You could be changing the world, and you're telling some aide of yours to get their asshole bleached.
There was one staffer, it was really bad, and the sad thing is every senior staff member knew it. Everybody talked about it in the White House. I did everything I could to keep her off trips, actually, and to stay with her if she was with him alone.
Holy fuck.
Because I was really nervous about what could happen. She said there were times when Trump would order his subordinates to bring her nearer to him.
Oh my God.
And then he would comment on her looks to others.
Bring her nearer to me. What the fuck?
Grisham said he one time had one of my other deputies bring her back so they could look at her ass, is what he said to him.
Jesus, Donald. You fucking Republicans, you gotta get this shit under control. Jesus. Bring her over here. I want to look at her ass, says the president.
There was frustration for her and others who were concerned about his behavior. They alerted Mark Meadows to this.
He didn't give a fuck.
She said, "I think at the end of the day, what they
what could they do other than go in there and say, this isn't good, sir?
Donald, stop it. You know.
This says political flair says, just think about it. What if Trump had been able to get this girl alone in a private part of the Oval Office or his private suite on Air Force One? What would have happened?
Jeez, I don't know. Then you add Giuliani roaming around in the backfield. I mean, it's really a dream team of molesters. Holy shit.
Everybody talked about how much he paid attention to her, and he always called for her and wanted her on trips. Everybody noticed it. It was kind of a well-known thing in the DC circles.
Jeez. Do you remember that reporter he had a creepy moment with in the Oval?
Yo, look at your blue eyes are beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful blue
what
eyes.
What a creepo.
Well, and we just played the clip. He pointed to a state senator. Look at this beautiful woman here.
This senator. God damn, man. This Donald Trump, he just never stops. You know what I mean? The guy's in the White House, and never does he think, I am in charge of the free world right now. There's a nuclear football right over there. He looks at Grisham. He's like, you ever think about taking some lipo off the inner thighs or some shit like that? It's like, why?
Creep.
why are you thinking like
Stephanie,
that?
Stephanie, you know, those eye bags.
What about curing cancer? What about a task force to take out cancer? What about that?
We got some time left here in the old show.
Yay!
We are very happy to see that in my second home state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
The Republican fuck Nazis there of the House, and that Robin Vose, who's just a fascist piece of fetid, dried yak cum.
Right.
I
like that you use yak. Well, not necessarily dairy there, so I'll say you tied it into the cheese state, but it was cum, not milk. So
not the like the cheese yak cheese sticks that Shelby she loves treasures. Those. She doesn't eat them. She just treasures them.
Right.
Which is very strange. Yeah. Protasewicz, Justice Protasewicz, the woman that was Janet Protasewicz was elected.
Yes.
By the good people of Wisconsin to, overturn the Republican fuck majority.
Right.
Of the Supreme Court there.
Yes.
The Scowie.
I was thinking of the
Supreme Court of
Wisconsin. Yeah.
She has now said that this case that's coming up about the gerrymandering.
Yes.
Which is widely believed to torpedo the Republicans cheating.
Right.
In Wisconsin. It may get them to lose their death grip they have on the the state house and everything when 60%+ of all the statewide votes go Democrat. Yet the Republicans have like a 2/3 majority in the fucking house because of the goddamn fucking gerrymandering.
Isn't it like that though in a lot of places in the country? The country doesn't feel the way the Republicans feel on most issues.
And you see, the court finally was like, Alabama, you have to have another
the
district for black people.
Right. You got to redraw.
You can't have one district in the entire state that is majority black.
It's like you have to tell these people, you realize it's post-Civil War, right? I mean, just
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. You're right.
Jefferson Davis was crossing his fingers when he signed that.
Fuck you.
Plus, Republicans go back on their word and cheat and lie anyway. So,
oh my God,
what do they care about?
I don't know. Was he indicted? What do you want me to do about it?
So she says she's not going to recuse.
Oh yeah.
Even though earlier she had run on issues like the gerrymandering and stuff like that.
She's not recusing, meaning she is a hypocrite.
No, we want her to.
Oh, we
not
want
recuse.
Her to not recuse. Yeah, yeah.
That's why she was put there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that doesn't just because she had an opinion before doesn't necessarily mean she's going to vote that way,
right?
Clarence Thomas. So they've been making these burblings that they're going to fucking try to impeach her.
That's insane.
And illegal. If you read all the laws that they have in Wisconsin about impeaching a Scowie,
right.
Is she would have had to do something wrong, and she's done nothing wrong. She doesn't have to recuse herself.
Isn't that what they do in Wisconsin, though? Somebody gets elected, and then they lose, and then the Republicans are like, well, how can we take away their power?
Yeah, yeah. Well, in other states, too.
Yeah.
But the Wisconsinites did it with the incoming governor after
Evers.
Scott Fuckface lost.
Right. Walker.
Jeez. After he went bye-bye, they voted to like strip the incoming Democrat
of all power. Powers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then in another state they tried to do that too.
Yeah.
Didn't work. Wisconsin has for years had some of the most aggressively gerrymandered districts in the whole country.
Holy shit.
Which became a flashpoint issue in the Supreme Court election that put Protasiewicz on the bench, giving liberal-line justices a majority for the first time in a decade. Republicans are demanding that she recuse herself from redistricting because she remarked on the campaign trail that the legislative districts are rigged.
Well, that's like saying someone should recuse themselves about an issue they spoke about.
Yeah, I would like to see Amy Coney Barrett have recused herself about abortion and Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And Scalia, who's that serpent? Alito.
Alito.
Let's see what they've said in the past about abortion and the cases.
Listen, I think what we need with the SCOTUS is ethics, a list of ethics or something that they have to, agree to.
So Wisconsin Republicans even gone so far as to threaten to impeach her before she can even hear the case. The first impeachment of a judge in the state since 1853.
Damn.
However, Robin Voss, the yak cum stain, did not elaborate about whether that's still on the table.
Wow.
They're asking. He wants to ask the Supreme Court.
Oh, to hear the case about Wisconsin's gerrymandering.
Yeah, Wisconsin's Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Vos, VOS, appeared to suggest that he'd push the U.S. Supreme Court to block his state justices from ruling on gerrymandered legislative districts, citing the fact that the new judge shouldn't be allowed to hear the matter. So he's going to try to take it to the Supreme Court.
Right.
The Supreme Court is not gonna tell.
Yes.
The Supreme Court of Wisconsin that she has to recuse.
They're
it's
gonna
just not gonna
send it back
happen.
Down, right?
It's not gonna happen. There's no case.
What about states' rights?
He's gonna appeal straight to the.
Yeah.
He said, Justice Protasiewicz should have recused herself. We think the United States Supreme Court precedent compels her recusal, and the United States Supreme Court will have the last word here. Justice Protasiewicz is asking to be taken at her word that she will apply the law. Given the Wisconsin Supreme Court is limiting its review of the redistricting case to two questions, legal contiguity and separation of powers, applying the law should be straightforward.
Well, why are the districts so fucked up then?
Because Republicans designed them.
Yeah. So now they need to be designed differently.
I guess it has ruled in extraordinary circumstances.
Yes.
In 2009, the court ruled against West Virginia Supreme Court justice who had voted to reverse a $50 million judgment against coal magnate Don Blankenship after Blankenship contributed $3 million
right.
to his judicial election. Now, the thing is they're upset about is that
different.
They're saying, look at all these Democrats that donated to her. She's a Democrat.
Right. And she got elected.
Right. And so then we can say, look at all these conservative ass fucks that you've got already there. Let's check out how many Republicans donated to them. They should recuse themselves.
Yeah. And let's look to see where all these judges are going on vacation.
These fucking fascist pigs. They don't want democracy anymore. They want to rule from the minority, and they will cheat and lie to do whatever they can to get it.
I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's also childlike, though. You lost the election.
They don't like elections.
Lost. Yeah. I'm sorry.
They don't like elections.
You lost. That means you don't win.
In her decision declining to recuse herself, she noted, Protasiewicz noted that the Supreme Court has explicitly rejected the idea that a judge simply expressing a political opinion disqualifies them from hearing a case on the matter. In fact, in Republican Party of Minnesota versus White, the Supreme Court struck down a state law that barred judicial candidates from discussing disputed legal issues on the campaign trail.
Yeah.
With former Justice Antonin Scalia writing, a judge's lack of predisposition regarding the relevant legal issues has never been a necessary component of equal justice.
Okay. Well,
Scalia fucking wrote that. And Robin Cunting Voss is trying to say that it's going to fly.
It seems like these guys just don't want to do the right thing with the redistricting.
Because they know they're toast.
Right. What does a district look like in Wisconsin? Is it like...
Oh, like a Pollock painting.
Full of bears? You know what I mean? Like in the middle of nowhere?
It's like a Pollock painting.
Right.
You've got a bunch of red lunatic racist cow milkers.
Overrepresented.
That share a long stringy... 100-mile-long corridor that goes right into the heart of a black neighborhood in Milwaukee.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that makes sense.
And shares and divides that black neighborhood up into seven districts that get diluted by all the white fuckers.
Well, that's nice.
That's what they do.
Jeez. Well, you can't do it anymore, guys. I'm sorry. They said, you know, we can't do it anymore.
So we'll see what happens with these fucks. And,
they just have to understand that they did it like that for a long fucking time. Republicans, and you did a lot of stuff for a long fucking time. And now...
I know some Wisconsin people who are like, you think these Republicans, they should try this. Try to impeach her.
Right.
And just see what happens in the state. They gotta
understand. The party's over, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
The party's over. You're on the decline. Quit being bitches about it.
How about changing your platforms?
Yeah.
How about joining the 20th century would be nice first before you even try to join the 21st.
Well, why don't you try to be woke? You know what I mean? In a real way.
What do we got? Oh, only a couple minutes left here, everybody. Join us on Wednesday.
Yay.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Jeebus.
I've got a bunch of little stories here. You want to talk about some bad cops?
Oh, sure.
This is a TikTok famous small town police chief.
Right.
Now it turns out, this is the Daily Beast.
Yes.
Traded incest videos via a secret Twitter account discovered during a search of his home office. Joel Justice Womochill.
Incest videos. Trading incest videos.
Went by at ICT Bad Dad.
Right. Oh, jeez.
Daddy, bad daddy. On the social media platform known as X.
Yay.
With a profile picture of Pedo Bear. Ha ha ha. Which, if you don't know what that is, it's a bear that some people use in the pedophilia community.
It's like their logo or something.
Hello, kids, read the banner across the top of the now defunct account. He described himself online as a 38 white male looking for that special girl that was raised right and wants to continue the tradition.
Ew.
If you love the little things in life, message the same, me the same, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He is police chief of Burns, Kansas, town of 250 people.
Damn, officer. Oh, shit.
His TikTok videos of life as a police officer regularly rack up tens of thousands of views.
Well, I mean, now we have a different sort of understanding of Officer Fucknut over here. Jeez, man.
During the examination, let's see, they were... some 15 dick pics had been publicly posted to the account.
Yes.
Agents determined the photos that were taken inside his home.
Okay.
They filed a warrant for the contents of his whole account.
Yes.
Then it says, under Elon Musk's ownership, child sexual abuse material has proliferated on Twitter.
Oh, of course. That's right.
His laptop contained at least 851 images.
Jeez.
Linked to videos and images stored on the hard drives they took from his residence.
Oh, what a creepo.
During the examination, numerous images of child exploitation material were located. Police chief, famous on TikTok for being a good guy cop.
Yeah, excuse me. I mean.
Oh, we got to get out of here.
What a creepo. Jeez, man. 850 files. Boy, oh boy. This guy should arrest himself.
Yeah, we got to go. We'll talk about these other guys. There's more. Okay. We'll talk about the rest of them on Wednesday.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app, crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
Blessed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever the fuck, and we'll hit you up again on Wednesday.
Night!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.